Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Girls on the Move podcast. We are on episode 20 freaking 3. Whoop, 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 whoop. I think. Don't fact check me because I'm probably wrong.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, literally. Okay, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, it was just a short one, but I did give a little context onto what we're going to be talking about today, which is pretty much just like getting started in your fitness journey per se, how to stay motivated to stick with it, and how, like, what tools we have utilized to get ourselves out of a fitness rut and get back on our grind. But I guess before we get into that, I think I'm gonna start doing housekeeping before.
Okay, I like that.
Okay, let's do that then. So housekeeping, I'm here with Kat today.
Obviously, hi, everyone.
Probably recognize the voice. I guess just go follow the Girls on the Move podcast Instagram. It's literally just called Girls on the Move podcast. Go subscribe to the YouTube. And then, because we are really trying to get that up and running soon.
Yeah, you're putting a lot of progress into it.
Yeah, except for...
You're visualizing what you're going
to
do.
I'm visualizing it. I want the first episode to not, like, for me to not look back and be like, oh, I wish I tried a little harder or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I've been like trying to figure out like an aesthetic for the pod lab. I want it to look a certain way. And I want things a certain way. The camera we got is the worst audio I think I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm like, and I looked up like, and obviously, okay, it was cheap as fuck, right? It was a deal. That is ink hacking away.
Yeah, don't mind him.
Okay, buddy. We gotta stop eating the sticks. You can chew on them, but just don't swallow them, okay, buddy?
I know the camera came with a mic. Can you hook these mics that we're currently using?
I think, so what happens is I think the, for us to have audio, too, for, like, the other platforms, like, the ones that we have right now, we need to have it hooked to my phone still. And I think that the other mic has to have its own source. So if I got my Rode mics to work... then I think we could put one between the two of us, you know, and have that hooked to the camera somehow. I can't get it to work. Because if I had my Rode mic working, I would 100% use that instead of these. Mm-hmm. Like, those are really nice mics. I just cannot figure it out for the life of me. So, yeah, we're having a lot of technical issues with the pod, but it's okay. We're still out here. We're still cranking it out. And then, I guess... go join the Facebook group. It's
Girls Lifting Plates.
It's Girls Lifting Plates on Facebook. It's a private group, but you can just go request to join it. And me and Kat are the admins in it, I think.
Yeah.
You are, right?
Yep.
Okay. So one of us will see you, and I think we would get to them really quickly. So
yeah, we'll get a notification. We'll add you really quickly.
Yeah. And then same with the Snapchat group. You can, even if you have Kat on Snapchat, you can ask her if you're wanting to join the Snapchat group, ask her to put you in there. Or if you have friends who are in there and you'd rather ask them, go ahead and do that. Because I think anyone can add anyone.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I think
like, I've added a few people. Yeah. Some of the other girls have added.
Yeah.
A few friends.
So I think we're at like 20 girls in there, which is really fun.
It's a really fun group chat.
I think so. And some days, like I think we said before, it's like dead. Mm-hmm. And then other days it's like just go, go, go. It's like,
and if you're
up.
Not keeping
and
up,
you're like, lost. You're lost. Yeah, you gotta catch up on shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, so and then just my main accounts on TikTok and Instagram are k.ann.fitness. So go ahead and follow me on there. And obviously, for podcast updates, you're going to want to follow the Instagram for the podcast, which, again, is Girls on the Move podcast. Do you have anything?
You can always follow me on Instagram. It's 20Catherine02. I really don't post often, but you can definitely follow me.
Okay.
That's
are you private?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Are you then private?
No.
I'm all out there.
I am, too. I am, too. Should we get into the segments?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. That what sounded so professional. It felt like abnormal. It felt wrong. I'd love to.
I'll add some chaos to it next time. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I'll work on it.
Okay, so like we just said for the announcements, updates in regards to the pod, I am looking. I have a whole Pinterest board dedicated to the pod lab. There's a certain aesthetic I want it to fit, and I need to find room in my house to set it up too. But Alex is really good about, like, he'll be
he's
very
probably so excited to do this as like a project for like painting
or setting
anything up.
Yeah, it will be a fun little project. Yeah, for sure. And we went to some thrift stores yesterday and like looked for stuff. We didn't find anything that we like could use for it. We found a few things for the wedding though, so that is a success.
Yeah.
A win is a win. So yeah, just in regards to the podcast, we don't have YouTube up and running yet. I think I'm actually going to return that camera and look at a different one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Just trial and error. Yeah. We're still figuring it out. I don't know anything about technology, so just figuring it out.
If you know anything, help.
Yeah,
please
literally DM us on any platform because I need serious help with this stuff. Do you have a food of the week?
Yeah, me and Koi have been making, like, so last podcast me and you did together, you were talking about how you were doing, like, beef and rice a lot.
Yeah.
So this entire week we've been, like, making beef and rice for lunch. Mm-hmm. But then also having tacos for dinner.
Oh, so you can use the
So, like, we've been seasoning with, like, a lot of taco seasoning, which I've been putting together. I grew up where you just bought taco seasoning. Like, you bought packets. Oh, I've just been, like...
That's still what I do.
But, like, you can just, like, throw a bunch of seasonings together.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been doing, making, like, tacos, and it's been really good.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Hopefully what we're going to do this week again.
Yeah. What I feel like that's such an easy meal plan.
It's so easy and time efficient.
And honestly, okay, I know so many people cannot eat the same food over and over. I can, like, for months, I will eat the same exact thing for breakfast. I will eat the same exact thing for lunch. I won't get sick of it.
I think I can do that to a degree. Like, I have to add maybe, like, a different seasoning or add a different variable in it, like a different vegetable.
Okay.
But overall, I can do the same meal.
I think it's because I'm such a picky eater, so that when I find something that I like, I will die on that hill.
You'll stick to it till you find something else.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you're going to eat every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love.
I'm so easy.
Love.
My food of the week is a future food of the week. Okay, guys.
Future food of the week.
I'm currently making chocolate babka. It's like a desserty bread, sort of. It's a sweet bread.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this chocolate filling that is swirled in. And it's rising right now.
Oh,
because
really
it takes
good.
Like all day to make. So I'm like, ugh. But I really hope it turns out. I've made cinnamon rolls from scratch before too. It's kind of the same, similar dough to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a really hard time with filling. Like, with mixing in fillings into dough, I struggle with some for some reason. So I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I hope well. We will just kind of see.
I mean, I guess I didn't see any pictures, but you FaceTimed me this morning and I saw you making it and it looked real good.
I hope it turns
out. It looks really good.
So that's my hopeful food of the week because, I mean... And we did go out to dinner last night with Alex's little siblings, and that was fun. I got a chicken wrap, naturally.
Obviously,
and that was really, really good.
Yum.
And fried pickles.
Oh my gosh.
Obsessed.
It's very on-brand for you.
It is very on-brand for me. Okay. High of the week.
Last night, me and
Koi... Ooh, she was ready!
Okay, so last night, me and Koi went to the MLS Minnesota Loon soccer game. We go maybe once a month.
Ooh, you're dripping.
Yeah, you do.
Wait.
Her drink. It's dripping.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Anyways, do you want to add that code?
No.
Are you sure? So we went to the game last night. We go, like, once a month, and we've been on a losing streak of, like, 8 or 9 games.
That's insane.
It's been really disappointing. It's been really hard to want to keep watching and
be
involved. Yeah, it's been really hard. But last night we won 2-0. It was a really good game. There was a new, debut for a new player. He did really amazing. So I'm excited to keep watching.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm really excited. What was your
And
high?
You saw some family there, which is funny.
I saw one of our aunts and their significant others. That was really fun. It was really cool to see them.
I did not peg them out to be soccer fans.
I think one of them had, like, a company party, and they got free tickets.
Okay.
Because there were, like, 10 of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just sitting, minding my own business, and I saw one of the aunts, and I was like, oh my gosh! Can't believe she's here.
Did you say hi?
Yeah, I said hi.
Okay. That's funny.
Yeah, it was really good to see them. I was shocked.
That is really funny. Yeah, that was boring.
She has a hair on her ankles that I've just been staring at.
Like a head hair.
Yeah,
head
hair, not a long...
definitely have, like, ankle hair, too. She's not plugging that shit out of me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
So, what's your high?
This.
I love.
My high of the week is also correlates to my lift of the week.
Oh, yeah, guys.
Okay, tell us.
I PR'd my bench press.
Oh, my gosh. I am 10 pounds away from my goal lift, or, like, weight for that lift.
Wait, actually? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Girl. Yeah, I'm super excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Bench pressing for me is, like, such a slow progression. It's so, like, I can go up in weight faster in squats and deadlifts and most other lifts, you know. Bench pressing, I feel like I was at a plateau for so long and freaking finally got it. Okay, and this is going to be so TMI. I'm so sorry. But, okay, the last 2-3-ish days of my period, I feel like Wonder Woman.
Really?
I feel so strong. Yeah, I feel so fucking strong. And I was like, all right, this is gonna be my day.
Yeah.
I did my starting weight, like my starting set for it, and my first working set, Jesus Christ, okay.
You're doing good.
Thank you. And I was like, okay, pumped out 12. Okay, maybe we'll dial it back in sets so that I could conserve some energy for maybe a PR, you know? Just thinking, yeah, okay, let's try it. I go to my next set, and I go up by 10 pounds, typically for most lifts. It's about 10 pounds.
Like, every set you add about 10? Okay.
Yeah. He keeps, like, going over to you, and then after you throw it a few times, he comes and sits on the other side of me, and he's like,
I'm tired of running.
It's funny. This is ink we're talking about now. Sorry, everyone. He has a stick.
He does.
We're just trying to, you know, include him. Anyways, so, I did my next set. I think I went eight reps for it. Because I was like, okay, like, I felt like I could crank out more, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, let's just stop. That's the other thing that's so hard for me is, like, okay, you might want to reserve or conserve a little bit of energy just to see, you know?
Because you know, but you can pump up more, but you need to save the energy for the harder.
Mm-hmm. And then my next set, which is my previous PR, I pumped out 4 of them easily. Ooh. And I was like, okay. And Alex was there spotting me.
Were you planning on PRing?
Well, after that, I was like, because I was like, maybe I go for 6. And Alex was like, no, let's go up. Mm. And I was like, okay. And so... so then we went up in weight again by 10, and I was like, and I got 2, and I was like, fuck yeah, fucking finally,
fuck yeah,
I was so happy, it made me so happy.
That's awesome, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You've been really needing and wanting that.
I've been needing it so bad.
You've been kind of like on the edge, like, am I gonna get it? Like,
yeah, because I told myself, okay guys, I'm gonna expose myself here, my goal for the end of summer is to bench a plate, so per side, obviously. Mm-hmm. So 135, so I'm at 125 now. Summer ends what, August 20 something?
Sure.
September 27? I don't know.
I have no clue,
but so I've got a month to go up.
You got it.
10 more pounds, and I feel like after being able to do that, I was like, okay, I can, like, I set this goal for myself, obviously no one's holding me to it, but I am.
That's good.
But yeah, so hopefully I can hit that.
And I feel like you've said that you like to get really comfortable with your heaviest set before you go up. Mm-hmm. So you probably are able to get there, you just have to maybe push a little bit more.
I have to, like,
be okay with struggling.
Yeah. I have to.
Oh boy, Ink. He's just fully under her chair.
He's hiding the stick from you.
I was just trying to have fun with you, Ink. I'm not trying to be mean. I take this personally.
That shit's actually really funny. Hi, bud. No one's taking it, okay?
Or so you think.
Or so you think. So, do you have a lift of the week? Or, I'm sorry, a high of the week. That was both of my, oh, yeah, my lift and highs.
My high was the
game. Oh, yeah, okay, what's your low? Let's get sad.
It's kind of like a low, but also really funny, I think. And I was going to tell you on the phone the other day, but I wanted to, like, see a reaction.
Ooh, a live reaction.
It's not that funny.
Okay.
It's just funny to me. Okay, so I was at work the other day, and I was talking to my mom, and we were just talking about...
Such a mood.
Literally at work talking to my mom. I love my mom. She's the best. I lost my train of thought.
It's funny, but also a low.
It's a low.
Okay, okay.
But it's funny. So I was talking to my mom, and we were talking about how she went to the cabin with my aunts and grandma. And my grandma and my grandpa are getting older. They're kind of, like, declining slowly, and it's really sad. And I was just really upset, so I called Koi after I got off the phone with my mom. Gotta call everyone, obviously.
Yeah.
And I was getting, like, a little teary-eyed, and I was just really upset by it. And my grandparents are fine. They're not in the hospital. They're fine. But they're getting older, so it was sad.
Yeah.
Telling Koi about it, I'm kind of tearing up. I don't think anyone's in the office. My boss is in the office. My, whatever. It's my boss. He comes over and he's like, are you crying? And I was like, yeah, I was about to.
But then you came.
And then you came and now I'm going to fully cry. If someone asks if I'm crying, I'm going to cry more. It doesn't go back in. I just bawl my eyes out. So he comes over and he's like, it's okay. Like, what's wrong? Like, trying to comfort me. And at some point, he, like, assumes what I'm crying about. And I don't know what he assumes. So he goes, this is going to be the most exciting part of your life. Like, you're going to...
Did he think you were pregnant?
Yes. He thought I was pregnant. So he's like, this is going to be the most exciting part of your life. He comes over and hugs me. Like, he has 7 or 8 kids. Like, he's very much fatherly. And he comes and hugs me. And he's like, it's okay. This is going to be an amazing part of your life. And I'm like, I'm crying about my grandparents. And he's like, oh... I'm sorry! You thought I was pregnant! Isn't that crazy? I was so confused. Yeah.
What the fuck to assume? Oh my god.
Yeah. He sees the girl crying. Are you pregnant?
It's okay. It's really fun for the men.
Yeah. And, like, in my office, there's a running joke. Or, like, they all make bets on when I'm gonna get pregnant, which is a little weird.
That is pretty weird.
It's a little weird. But, like, I like to think that they're all my friends and it's a funny joke and it's not weird. And maybe it is. So maybe that's why. And, like, his girlfriend's pregnant. And she's always saying, like, Kat, you should get pregnant so we can have kids around the same time. So maybe it was just, like, all of those little...
It could have just been in his head already.
Yeah, like those conversations we already had maybe made him think that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my low and my funny story.
Well, I'm sorry about your grandparents.
Oh, it's okay.
It is just, it's hard to come to terms with, like, people getting older, you know? Yeah,
and, like, I've never really had anyone around me, like, pass away. Like, my grandparents on my dad's side both passed away when I was really young, so I didn't really have to... learn how to cope with that.
Yeah.
So that's my low.
That's a low.
Yeah. What's your low?
Now I feel like an asshole.
I don't really
have one.
That's okay. Mine can make up for both of us.
It's okay.
Yeah. Are you glad I waited?
Yeah, that's really actually so funny. Not the grandparent part.
Oh, but the rest is hilarious.
Yikes. Yeah. Do you have... Oh, wait, I do have a different high of the week.
Oh, tell me!
I don't have a low, but I have another high! Okay. I ordered more of the mesh shorts.
Okay.
Okay,
you know how you post about it?
TikTok saw
it. Oh,
like,
my gosh.
If I like it, I'll get it in every color. That is me. I saw you post about the mesh shorts, and I wanted to throw something. I was like, again?
I got two more pairs for me and one more pair for Alex. He really liked it, though, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I got him. First, I got both him and I got him the black ones, and I got me the blue ones, because God forbid we have the same exact of anything. God forbid it.
It would be the end of the world.
It would. It would be just detrimental. You get someone kicked out. Has to burn theirs, sort of thing. Yeah. We went out in public wearing the same shirt one time, Gymshark, and we didn't realize it because we had both just, like, changed quick, got in the car. We were going, like, to run errands and stuff, and we got in the car, and I was like, I realized it right away, but I didn't want to tell him because he would have pulled the car back into the garage.
Do you care about matching?
I don't know.
You're just like impartial.
I will never be like, let's match outfits. Yeah. You know, I will never, ever do that. Mm-hmm. But if it happens, it is only for athletic clothes.
Right.
Because, like, I get men's clothes.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it's, like, so weird for him. He's like, it's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, this, like, you're wearing the clothes that I should be wearing sort of thing, you know? And so he's like, so I waited until we got, like, way down the road, and then I was like, we're matching, and he's like, motherfucker!
Were you, like, going out in public where you would know people, or was it, like, a shopping thing?
If we had known people, if we were even 10 minutes away, he would have turned around and switched it up, but...
That's hilarious.
It was funny. But, yeah, so, needless, like, all that to say is, like, we got... More shorts. We have... 5 of them in total between the two of us. We're different sizes, though, so it's not that bad.
So it's
guys.
Okay.
It would be kind of nice if we were the same size, so we could just share. But man's has a dumpy, and so it's just not. You are gonna choke yourself, buddy. Like,
I'm gonna throw it.
He just caught.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Oh, he's just so happy out here.
Such a happy boy.
We
got really cute ones.
Oh, yeah. So I got the camo ones because I was like, that's such a vibe. And then tie-dye ones. And then Alex wanted the blue ones that I got, but he decided to get a teal one instead.
Just in case.
Just because. No, literally just because I had them.
That's hilarious.
And I can't get the black ones. So, yeah. Yeah. So that's just super fun for me.
Super fun.
I will literally probably make a TikTok with that sun. Like, if I like it, I'll get it in another color.
I think you
should. And I'll probably actually tie his really tight on me too, so I could do more. Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny. Anyways, but those are
a wonderful.
They're supposed to come today, but then I looked at the track and it was like, now it's saying like, oh, we'll get you a date as soon as we have one. You just giving kisses. Mm-hmm. You just love Auntie Cat. Look at the way he so lovingly looks at people.
You're so sweet.
You are tired. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my other high. should we just get into it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said earlier, we're going to talk kind of about, I guess how to kickstart your fitness journey, per se. I think that's such a weird term, fitness journey. I don't know. And then, or did you have any hot takes, current events? Sorry.
My only, maybe current event was maybe talking about the WNBA All-Star team versus the Olympic team.
I don't know anything about it, so enlighten me.
Well, I don't really know much about it either. The Olympic team is just a bunch of WNBA players. They picked 12 amazing people, and then they had the All-Star team, which had Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and a ton of other players. I don't really watch basketball, I don't know, but the All-Star team won versus the Olympic team, and a lot of people are like, how did the Olympic team lose?
Yeah,
that kind of talk. So
somebody told Caitlin Clark that she wasn't on the Olympic team because people were getting too upset with her publicity or something. And I'm like, she's bringing views to the game that you guys have been trying to do for decades. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably just, a lot of politics and, picking
players. Oh, absolutely.
And, Caitlin Clark is amazing. She's probably one of the best players ever in women's sport. But it's okay. She doesn't need to be on the Olympic team. I'm sure she'll be on it in the next 4 years.
Yeah. You know? Another thing, Cameron Brink, you heard about her ACL.
That, I mean, that was a few weeks ago, but still so sad. Hopefully she
devastating.
Gets... That sucks. Then Kate Martin went down.
Oh, really?
A few games ago, I think it was. Against... Who was it? Against the Sky, I think.
Really?
Yeah, so...
That's such a bummer.
With a lower leg injury. Nothing really more has come out about it yet. He's just completely... Like, I think he's going to fall asleep under your chair soon.
Okay. I'll try not to move, buddy. I'm sorry.
Just an FYI. But, yeah.
That's well, then, the only, like, current event thing that I can think of.
Well, I mean, there was a pretty major one that happened. And I'm not going to go into, like, big depth about it. I mean, everybody should know.
I'm so nervous. Like, what are you going to say?
The assassination attempt on
Trump. Oh, yeah. I know that.
Yeah. No, I know you knew that. But I just think that so much...
stuff went wrong that shouldn't have went wrong.
Yeah, and like, and I think that the poor innocent civilian that died just got completely lost in it all. And no one is really remembering or honoring his legacy or anything. And I think that's really sad that he's kind of just getting forgotten.
Yeah, like he's just drowned out.
Yeah,
that's really unfortunate. It's just That's just horrible. That should have never happened.
That whole situation was... This is going to be a little controversial, but in my mind, it was preventable.
Oh,
and
I don't even feel like that is controversial. Like, well, maybe it is.
I think it definitely is.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't give a shit. It was preventable.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I just think it's really heartbreaking. Anyways, I'm not going to go into too much detail about how I feel about all of that. Because this is not a political podcast.
Amen.
Amen, sister. So, let's get into the topic, shall we?
Yes, queen!
Let's do this.
Switch up.
Yeah. So, I guess, like, let's start at the start.
Oh, like how we started?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
Okay.
Because mine kind of...
Piggybacks
okay.
a little bit. Yeah, I'll go first. So, pretty much... I think I kind of went over this in the very first episode, like when I was talking about why I wanted to start the podcast and everything, but, I did start working out, Inky, want your sticky? You just, get your sticky! Look at Auntie Cat! Go get it! Go! You're so dumb. Oh my god, I love him so much. Look at the grass.
He's just got some grass in his mouth. He's happy. Cow.
So I started working out.
Wow.
Sorry. I was like, shit. I was like in the middle of a sentence and then just totally dropped it off. I started working out in high school because my parents actually converted our garage into a rec room, is what we called it. And
I wasn't, when you said converted, I wasn't, like, I didn't know what you were going to say.
Oh, yeah. It could have gone anywhere. Yeah. So we converted our garage into a rec room, and my dad put up a treadmill. Like, it was, like, mostly Facebook Marketplace, which is still my go-to, honestly, for shit.
I love Facebook Marketplace.
A squat rack, which is the one I currently have in my house now, because he didn't have room for it. So thank you, big man Darren.
Thank you, Papa.
You can have
Darren.
It back whenever you need.
Please don't take it.
But just so you know, it is being used. You almost took down the cord. Ink dad's gonna be mad. Anyway, so my brother and his friends would all work out, and my brother actually he's the one who actually like got me interested in it. I'm not sure if he really knows that, but like he through watching him like weightlift and stuff, it like I saw how much fun he had with it, and I was like, this does look fun. And I always just was like, oh, this is a fun little hobby for me. And it was, like, a healthy hobby for me, too, because, like, at the time I was also, like, in sports and stuff. Well, just basketball, but that wasn't as fun for me. That was more of a, like, oh, I have to go do this. But weightlifting, working out, that was, like, my me time and my ink stop grabbing all these sticks.
He's going to the wood pile and just keeps grabbing sticks. He has like three or four.
He knows he can do it when we're talking because I can't just, like, stop and grab them all from him. Anyways, but so ever since then, I've obviously had a little a few fall-offs, which is normal. And
I think everyone has
I think most people do. Yeah, life gets in the way sometimes, and it's hard to prioritize your own health when you have so much other shit happening and going on. It just seems like a lower priority, and it shouldn't be. It should, you should always be prioritizing your health. So it's like the oxygen mask. What's it called? Metaphor on a plane, you know, like get your own oxygen before you can help others, sort of thing. And I don't think it's selfish. I don't think it's selfish to prioritize your health.
No, I don't think it's selfish at all.
But yeah, so I guess since then I've just been lifting. I've had a few memberships at two different gyms, I think, and I'm ended up at a home gym that we were honestly lucky enough to kind of throw together, like, Prime Day deals. Obviously, my dad with the squat rack. got some dumbbells off of Marketplace and bought some from friends who don't use them anymore. And honestly, it's a good setup. Like, we don't really need anything more. We'd like more dumbbells just so we have, like, more weight options. But, I mean, we're very happy with our little setup, and it works like- out.
Not, like, random, but it's not really the topic. But would you guys ever expand that room to make it a little bit bigger?
We talked about kind of tearing down the wall to kind of attach it to the living room. But we have also been talking about utilizing the living room down there a little bit more. Like, he really only, uses it to play Chell. And I never go downstairs just to hang out unless I'm working out. The only time I go downstairs is to work out and to sometimes...
I mean, we've watched, like,
mostly he does the laundry.
Love. Like, we watch Fight Night down there.
Yeah, like, if it's, like, a bigger group of people, like, that is a bigger TV down there. So, if I host, like, shit like that, I'll use the dumpsters.
But yeah.
Yeah. Hardly ever do I host anything, though. Having a protective dog makes it a little tricky to have lots of people over.
Yeah.
And it is his house, too, you know, so just having that.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. But, yeah, so I guess that's kind of what, like, kind of got me started. And I guess currently I'm still at the, you know, just enjoying lifting, not really running anymore, which I'm happy with. I'm not sad about that. I think I did enjoy running in the moment. But it just, it really took away from the lifting for me, and that
I
made
feel like
me
that
sad.
Made you really sad.
It made me really, it like, yeah, it made me really sad, and I was like seeing negative progress because I was just like losing muscle mass, and like, I didn't love that. Didn't love that at all.
Yeah, I remember like our conversations when we were both like driving home from work, and you would say like, I either need to work out or I need to run. And like at the time you did have to prioritize running, and like I could just like tell that you weren't happy about it.
Yeah. I just and I told, cuz okay, so you know obviously, and for you guys listening, my family runs a lot. Like my sister and her fiancé and my mom and brother are all running a marathon in September. My dad, he has some heart conditions, so he max is a half marathon, which is still crazy to me so impressive. and I know that's a little hard for him because he would like to go run a marathon with his, like, with his wife, you know, like he would enjoy that, but he just can't. But even Koi,
he could
go run like 5 miles if he really wanted
like
to.
He doesn't like running anymore, but like if he trained for it, he could be there easily.
Exactly.
Easily.
Yeah. So I never got the running genes.
Neither did I.
So I was like, okay, lifting is my thing. But yeah. So that's where I'm kind of at. Just currently just lifting, prioritizing that. Working on my diet, cleaning up my diet a lot has been really hard, but needed. Very needed.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully to see more progress quicker with that too.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to go into yours then, or
yeah? So my fitness journey really started in like high school where you're working out, doing like volleyball, basketball, soccer, all of those. But I was never really like working out outside of that. You know, like you have to go to those practices, you have to go to the games, and that's it. Our school didn't have a weight room. Like,
yeah.
So I never really learned how to properly work out other than being in sports. And then I started dating Koi, and Koi's like, oh, we should work out. And you were like, oh, I have a membership at this gym. So I got one, and I literally started it because I wanted to be friends with you, and I wanted to, like, and I wanted to, like, deepen my relationship with Koi.
Yeah.
And so, like, I went to the gym with you, like, four or five times a week.
Yeah,
like, we went often, and we would go for, like, 2 hours at a time.
Yeah, I mean, they got long.
Yeah, some got really long. And, like, I think we spent maybe 3 or 4 months, like, routinely going to the gym very often. And, like, I think I was probably in my healthiest part of life during those 3 or 4 months. Because we were working out. I was actually eating really well. Like, I was prioritizing protein. I was eating really good, like, breakfast and lunches. Maybe my dinners weren't great. But that's really where I started. And it was really a lot of fun. Because I don't think my goal was to be fit. My goal was literally to hang out with, like, my friends.
Yeah.
And it was just
such
so fun.
A healthy, like, and that's the thing, too. Like, I don't know. Like, I see all these, like, well, when I would go to the gym, whatever, all these teenagers and stuff. And at the time, it was kind of annoying because it was, like, 7 or 8 teenage boys just huddled around all these machines that you can't use. But they're just having the time of their lives.
And it's such, like, a healthy environment to do that.
Yeah, and it's, like, I don't know, it's just, like, it just makes me, like, happy that I was able to grow up and, like, kind of, like, gain that with you.
Yes.
And, like, I know if Sydney lived closer, we probably still would go to the gym and stuff if we lived closer together. and then, yeah, I don't know. I think it's fun to have, like, friends. And this can also go into accountability, too.
Oh,
like,
fully.
Having friends in the same, with the same drive and stuff, and the same, kind of motivation and stuff, to be
even
to,
when,
like,
you want
to
fail, your friend doesn't want to fail, and they want you to succeed.
Yes. And you're just like, okay, well, I guess I have to do this because they want me to come with, you know? And, like, even so, like, for me, it's like on the days where I don't feel motivated, I have to let my, like, commitment and dedication win, and vice versa on the days where I'm like, just like, my body, well, okay, if my body is really just saying no, don't do this, I feel like I've been better at listening to it, but
I feel like that's also part of the journey, is like learning when to not work out.
Buddy.
Oh, whoa. Hi, buddy.
did he just almost run you over?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
So slight.
Yeah. That's a thing, too, because, like, when we were working out all that time,
we did not say
we
no.
We did not stop. Like, it was, like, 1 or 2 rest days a week, and even those rest days were, like, active rest days.
Yes.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine. And I think it wasn't unhealthy for me, per se. I don't know about for you.
I don't think it was unhealthy, and when I started getting to the point where I needed more breaks, that's when I just kind of quit. I think that was my first, like, huge rut. Like, I worked out for 4 months, and then I think at one point, me and you were talking to Koi and Alex, and you guys were like, you don't always have to work out with us. And we kind of took that as an excuse to not work out, like, at all. So then we slowly started stopping.
Well, and I didn't mean for that to, like, push you
at all
or anything,
but
either.
We fully use that or like I want to say even me I don't think Koi did, but like I use that as an excuse to just be like, oh, I don't have to work out with Kay, and like Koi had a hard day at work, so I'm just gonna stay home. Like, I fully use that as an excuse, and I think for me and my journey, it's more about mental toughness and just being like, get off your ass. Like,
it's
some people,
so much of that for me too.
Some people, I think, I don't know, for me personally, myself, no one else, like, I need to be mean to myself. I need to get off your fucking ass, go to the gym, go work out, go do this, and stop sitting around. Like, being nice doesn't work for me. Maybe for other people it does, but I need to be mean to myself.
I think also, though, when you are starting up again, it is important to make, I guess we can kind of go into our, like, kind of what helped us start and stuff, but it is important to make realistic goals for yourself. Yes. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm going to work out 6 times a week. You're going to burn out. Mm-hmm. You're going to burn out. And it's not going to be enjoyable. No. Ease into it. Make yourself a realistic schedule. Make yourself a realistic meal plan. Mm-hmm. Something that's quite simple and easy to follow. You want to be... Find yourself a split that you're going to enjoy, because you want to have the same split workout for, I think it's 12 weeks mm-hmm. before changing it up.
And then it'll really help with consistency. Weeks.
Exactly.
Because you, like know what you're going to do when you go into the gym. Yeah,
me personally, I've been on PPL, which is push-pull legs. Mm-hmm. I just cycle through that over and over and over. I've been on that for, like, 2 years now, I think.
Yeah.
And I love it. I hardly ever switch up my lifts. Hardly mm-hmm. ever. And if I do, it's something very minor, because, like, maybe Alex is in the workout room and he's using the equipment I need. So then I'll just
find a different rotation.
Yeah, or find a different exercise that will isolate those same muscles that I was going mm-hmm. to do, you know? But find something that works with your groove. If after 3 months you're like, I'm bored, I'm not enjoying this, switch it up. Mm-hmm. Find something that you like better. Maybe it is running. Maybe
right, like, it doesn't running. Have to be yeah, lifting. Exactly. It could be something else.
Maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's Pilates. Mm-hmm. Put a Pilates day in there. Put a yoga day in there, you know? Mm-hmm. Just switch it up. Give yourself grace. Mm. Don't treat a unexpected rest day as a fail. That's not a fail. That's you just needing a little bit of a mental break and a little bit of a physical break. You just weren't ready for it today, and that's fine. Get back on the train tomorrow.
Because if you don't give yourself those rest days, you're gonna fail eventually.
Or if you give yourself those rest days and you beat yourself up for it, it's gonna be that much harder to start, because you're already just in that, like, oh, I suck, blah blah blah, which
and you're
you
not
don't
enjoying it.
Yeah, you're like, it's, you're not enjoying it. It's so important to, like, find the reason why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's for good reasons. Make sure it's for you prioritizing your health, not for you to do for someone else. Like, if you're in a toxic relationship, maybe, I know a lot of us have been there, and mm-hmm. they think, or they say, hey, you would look better if your butt was bigger, or something like that. Okay. Maybe don't do 4 leg days a week because someone thinks your butt should be bigger. You know what I mean? Like
the drama.
Yes.
Is that the flashbacks?
This is speaking from experience. Yeah. Probably both of us.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You too?
Oh, fully.
Yeah. Do it for the right reasons. Do it for you, for your health, for your longevity. And yeah, so figure out why you're doing it. And a big reason for me is my future. I want to be able, like, I look at my mom, I look at my dad now, they're grandparents now. You would never guess. They're
never
running
guess.
Around. Like, I mean, fuck, they're training for a marathon. Like, I
at
want
my
to
wedding,
be-
I had several people that didn't know your parents, and they're like, wait, they're like Koi's parents? They're like that young? Mm-hmm. They're that in shape. Like, I had set, like, my coworkers were like, those are the parents?
Yeah.
They were shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked.
And they're such a testament of how I want to, like, live, I guess. Because, like, I see them playing with their, I mean, my nephew's almost 2 now, or will be.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, as active as ever, do so many activities with him. I mean, they're swimming with us, mm-hmm. doing jumps off the boat. Yep. Like, I mean, they're just, like, you would never, like...
Like, they're more active.
They're more active than me. Fuck.
Yes. They're more active than me every day. They beat me every day.
Yeah.
And I love that for them. They're, like, really good people to look up to.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like they're good motivation.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, for me, I want to be able to, like, play... be active, like, mm-hmm. run around with my kids, with my grandkids, mm-hmm. like, and that starts now.
Mm-hmm.
It starts now. I need to help myself now to be able to help myself in the future.
Hank has another
he
stick.
Stop with all these sticks. But, like, just look at how happy he is. Like, you can't
say no.
Anything.
You can't say no.
Hank, is this just your kingdom back here? Yeah. He's so cute. I can't with him.
My buddy.
I think I had more points off of this. Do you have anything else you want to say on this? Because I feel like I'm just talking and talking.
No, I'm okay with just kind of, like, bouncing off what you're saying.
Okay. Oh, another thing with, like, set yourself up for success by, mm-hmm. like, if, by planning in your day when you're gonna do your shit. Like, okay, do you need to get up earlier to get it done?
Mm-hmm.
Start slowly getting up earlier and earlier.
Guys, the text I get from Kay at, like, 5 in the morning, her being like, oh, I got up early to walk the dog. I got up early to work out. She's insane.
No.
Insane.
I mean,
that's
not
crazy.
Really. I don't do that often. Because I usually
do still.
I do my stuff usually after work. I had another person, I think it was in the Snapchat group chat, she said, like, oh, what'd she say? She said, this was a while back, she's like, how do you guys, like, get home from work and just work out? Like,
don't sit down.
Yes.
Do not sit down.
That is exactly what I said.
Once you sit down, you're fucked.
Yeah. I said, you, like, I get home, I change into workout clothes, or I get home, I change, I put the harness on the dog right away. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't allow yourself to just, like, shut down mentally, because it is so much harder to, like, once you're like that, it's mm-hmm. harder to kind of, like, reboot sort of mm-hmm. thing and get back into that go, go, go mode. For me, I have to get home from work and just go. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not even an option for me to just sit down and, because I know my, dude, that's a fucking tree. Like, that's
ink.
What are you doing?
You see this, Mom? This is a nice dick.
And honestly, at this point, he's just trying to be a dick. Oh, well. Anyways,
we might be encouraging it.
And make it fun for yourself. Mm. Get your supplements. Get some flavors you like.
Get a cute outfit.
Get those gym clothes. Amazon has a good brand. It's called Arola. Arola, I think.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like A-U-R-O-L-A.
Mm, yeah, they're good.
They're a good brand. I don't actually have anything by them. Mm. Actually, I think I have a bodysuit by them.
I,
like,
think
a
I have
little
some spandex
suit.
From them.
Yeah. Good brands. I know of a lot of people who get them and love them.
Getting a good outfit makes a huge difference.
Exactly.
And I never, when I started working out with you in those, like, 3 or 4 months, I didn't really have many cute outfits. And then I started buying, like, cute spandex or, like, a cute, like, pump cover. And it makes a huge difference because you enjoy how you look. It makes you feel more comfortable in what you're doing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You feel a little bit more confident in, like, clothes that you picked out and you like, instead of just like, oh, I've had this since high school and I need to use it.
All my clothes.
Like, the high school sports bra from basketball, that's literally disintegrating.
I actually, like, just went through all my bras and got rid of those.
I'm going through it today after this. I'm going through all of my clothes today.
Good, good.
Because there's a lot of spandex that I don't even use anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so my go-to obviously is Gymshark. Love Gymshark. Pump covers. If I get more pump covers, I'm going to get from Bucked Up, because they have, I'm
so
wearing
cute.
It right now, like a retro tee. They have it in different designs. And I'm a huge fan of some, like, retro baggy. Okay, Ink, that's a lot
you little
of,
dick.
That's a lot of rudeness. Okay. He just had to show us. So, just knocked on my drink. So, yeah. Get yourself a cute outfit. Get yourself the supplements. Make sure you do your research, though, first on supplements. My go-to, the main one I'm always on, is creatine.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll take pre, really hardly ever. I do drink energy drinks.
Can I ask you why you stopped taking pre? Because
yeah.
I know for a while you were taking it pretty consistently.
Yes. So, first of all, we ran out and we didn't get
good
for
good
2 weeks. Because okay, so we had no pre for 2 weeks. And after that, I was like, okay, I'm having, like, pretty much just as good lifts without it, right? Mm-hmm. And I know it's not great for you. So I'm like, well, why would I put it into my body if I'm having just as good lifts? Well, on leg days, I cannot have, like, energy drinks. I cannot have a spick of caffeine in me because I feel like my heart is literally, like, gonna explode.
Yeah.
Like, I literally can't have any caffeine in me before a leg day because, yeah, it just, like, it honestly, it hurts. I'm like, okay, so that's not good.
Yeah.
So I stopped drinking it, and I just haven't really gone back on.
And I mean, creatine
does
another one?
Another stick? Creatine is actually, it is good for you. Look up all the...
Yeah, do your research. Whenever I was researching it and even using it, like, I only had benefits other than bloating. And bloating only lasts for a week or two, and it's worth it.
Depends on if you're loading or not loading. Oh, yeah. I didn't load this cycle through.
Have you ever loaded?
Yeah, I loaded.
How was that? I've never loaded.
Really bad for my body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
I was very bloated. It does, it's going to bloat you at first anyway. Make sure you're drinking lots of water, lots and lots of water. But yeah, so I think just like make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Allow yourself that grace.
I think another thing that helps is like even following like fitness creators that you look up to.
Yes, but not compare.
Do not compare, but like find someone that like has a journey that you kind of are inspired by.
Yeah. No. Hey, you have a tree out here. You don't need these twigs.
Or like even like I've never been in a group chat or Facebook groups for fitness until recently, and like whenever Kay created Ink is just running around. But whenever Kay created like the Snapchat group, it was really nice because it's a ton of girls like our age that are trying to figure out their fitness journey or that have figured it out and like have good advice. Like I think following people that inspire you or encourage you is a really good
help. I think so. I think also that's the other thing, comparison. Okay. Don't compare the start of your journey to the middle of somebody else's because they've already been at it for 2, 3, 4+ years. You're starting. It's not gonna look the same. Your lifts aren't gonna look the same. Your routines aren't gonna look the same. Your diets
and they're probably gonna be able to go harder.
Yeah,
and can have better like meal plans because that's probably their job that they do 24/7.
And their bodies are just more adapt to that.
Yes,
they're more used to that intensity, and yours is not gonna be right away. Compared to someone who's been doing it for 5+ years. That's just how it is.
And that's
okay. You've got to start somewhere.
That's okay.
And that's the thing too. Like, you're going to be at that starting point for a bit and enjoy that. Enjoy finding what works for you. Like, enjoy the process of it.
Yeah.
For sure. Just lay down, buddy. Yeah.
Hi.
He's just going to be our little guest star right now. I guess so, like, motivation to kind of stay consistent and keep that grind going. Do you have anything that has worked for you or helped you?
I think having accountability and, like, your partner or one of your friends is huge. 'Cause, like, I'm always, like, back and forth. One moment I'm doing really good and I'm working out really consistently, I'm going on walks, I'm going on runs, and I'm very consistent. And then there's moments like where I'm at right now, and it's like I'll work out like one day a week when I have the motivation, and then the next day I don't. So I think it's surround yourself with people that motivate you, and like be gracious with yourself a little bit.
Absolutely.
Like, have some grace.
Absolutely. I think, well, I touched on this a little bit earlier with like kind of starting and why it's important to kind of keep it up is like overall longevity and health, and just like looking at your future self's abilities and the desire to want to live a future healthy lifestyle so that like even your kids can look up to your lifestyle and want that for themselves as well. Another thing, another thing I think my mom was telling me a while ago is when you build habits for yourself, you're not only just building a healthy like habit and like routine for yourself, you're also building trust in yourself. You're trusting yourself to keep the promises that you are making for yourself. And that is so important and such like an important mentality to be able to have, to be able to be like, okay, this is my schedule and I trust that I'm gonna do it. Like, it's just building a whole accountability for yourself. And like, another way to kind of like, I don't know, like, it's really, it was, I don't know exactly how she put it, but she said, like, you're building trust in yourself, that the kind of trust that you can only have in yourself. Mm-hmm. No one can do this for you. Mm-hmm. And it, so, like, just knowing that you are doing this for yourself and that you're gonna keep doing this for yourself is just, like, a really good perspective to have. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, oh, I think there's a deer back there. What do you see, Babas? I don't know. I just thought that was really cool, though, too. Just to, like, because, yeah, you're, like, you can trust in other people to, like, if someone says, hey, I'm going to do this for you, you can trust them that they're going to keep your word. But it's more important that you keep your word to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that really is something that you can only do. Even if you have, like, a trainer that you meet with, like, you still have to show up for yourself. And you still have to put the energy and effort in.
You have to show up to the trainer. You have to show up for yourself the rest of the week when your trainer's not around.
That is so true. I didn't think of that.
But, yeah. That's just another thing. Do you have anything else in, like, kind of the motivation and kind of staying consistent and stuff?
I don't really have anything else. But me and you both posted on Instagram and kind of asked people what motivated.
Yeah.
Like, what keeps them motivated?
Yes.
Did you get any good answers?
So, I asked kind of more in depth. I said, like, I will read what I posted. It's not super long, but.
I just posted, like, a little, like, what keeps you motivated. That's all I posted. But you posted a little paragraph.
I posted this on my story. I said, we're going to be talking about how we started our fitness journey, what helps us stay motivated, and how we get ourselves out of a rut. If you guys have any advice, we'd love to share it in the episode anonymously, of course. So any of these things we're going to be reading is going to be anonymous. If you have anything to share, feel free to DM me or drop something and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so I had one person say, was it on here? No, it was on my other account. I put it on both my accounts, just so that, because I have different followers on each.
Right.
One person said, diet is 80% of reaching your goals. For females, eating fermented foods before your meals help with digestion and bloating. She eats half a cup of probiotic sauerkraut before dinner, and it's helped so much, she
said. What is sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut? It's that.
Sauerkraut.
I can't even explain it.
I'm gonna look it up so I can see it.
Yeah, it's, I can't, and so.
But no, I agree with that. Sauerkraut.
So, yeah, that's the thing. Diet is huge. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see the progress you want to see if all you're changing is your movements and your workout routine and stuff. You have to also be changing things in the kitchen.
And I think it's frustrating when you start working out and you're like, I'm doing it so consistently. I don't know. I'm not seeing any progress. I'm not lifting heavier, and it's so true. Like, eating is so important, and getting your protein in, like, eating enough protein is huge. I don't know if I could eat sauerkraut. Have you ever had sauerkraut?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
I like it.
What does it taste like? It's fermented cabbage.
It's okay. It sounds so icky, but it's not.
It sounds icky. Maybe I'll try it sometime. I don't know if I'll try it. I'm scared. Can you put it in something?
Mm-hmm.
Is it crunchy or?
It's crunchy. I wouldn't like it if it wasn't crunchy.
Okay, guys, I'm scared.
Okay, we'll make it sometime.
that was very off topic, sorry.
Oh, wait, we have to pause. There's a train.
Oh, no!
Okay, that was a really unexpectedly long train. So if we're just jumping train of thoughts, that's okay. Train of thoughts. Anyway, so.
That was crazy.
Do you have any responses you want to share?
I had one person respond twice, and they were talking about just, like, what keeps them motivated, and they said, like, they have a child, like, a newborn, and they want to, like, be able to do kind of, like, what your mom and dad did, and, like, teach them like good values of working out.
Sorry, yeah,
that was really bad wording. And they also said that they have like really good accountability from their significant other, and I think that's also really important. It's like who you're with all the time, keeping you motivated is really key.
Yeah, absolutely. I have one of my friends texted, and she said, kind of what we touched on, you have to work out for you. Like, do it for yourself. Don't do it for the people around you. And then another thing, she gave a lot of bullet points.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read it all.
I love a bullet point, by the way.
I do too. I'm not going to read it like word for word. It's a lot of stuff we've already touched on. But they're all, I think, all good points. Find something that you enjoy doing. And she said that kind of what we were saying, she started off lifting with college teammates, and now she likes to follow a program. Like, and if you're a program girly, go onto YouTube. There's so many follow, like, what are, like, challenges, like 30-day challenges and stuff by, like, and they're, I mean, they're not for the faint of heart. They're hard.
I
low-key
want to try, like, a program on YouTube. I've never really tried or stuck with one, so I think this might be the moment where I'm like, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Just try to do a 30-day one.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. I think that's great.
I might do it. Thank you, anonymous person.
And anonymous person, she should actually tell us what program she's doing. Anyways, but my mom did a program. You should ask her.
Oh, the Iron Series?
Oh, was it that?
Yeah, that's what it was called. I don't know who posted it, but I'm assuming you can look it up. It was like a 30-day challenge, and I think she stuck with it. Like, the entire way. She had, like, one little break, but she stuck with it. And she said it was hard.
Yeah.
Like, it was not easy.
Here's another good point. She said, if you don't do something you enjoy, it's going to feel like a chore and make it really hard to stay consistent. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make it fun for yourself, and you have to find the enjoyment in it. Otherwise, again, yes, it is going to feel like, oh, it's just something I have to do, not something I get to do.
Mm-hmm.
And changing your perspective on it is going to probably take changing your routine a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just because not everyone is going to like the same things. Like, I'm a huge fan of lifting. I love it. You, not so much right now.
I don't know what I like right now.
And that's fine. But you just have to find your niche.
Maybe, exactly.
Another thing. You're not going to see progress right away, and that's okay. Bodies don't change overnight. You have to, like, allow the time. It's not even, for a lot of people, it's not even, you won't see much in a matter of, like, 5-6 months.
I think sometimes you won't see a big difference, but you will feel a big difference.
Exactly. And even, I mean, you can feel a big difference right away. Like, you can feel, you can, for me, mentally, my confidence, the way I view myself and look at myself is so much healthier when I am working out, because it comes back to my trust in myself. It's, again, like, I'm doing this for me. Like, I feel happier. I feel a little bit more confident because, you know, I know that I'm working towards something that, you know, is gonna just be great.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely carry myself differently when I am consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel a lot more confident, even if, like, I'm not physically at the goal that I want to be at. Like, I know that I'm putting an effort, and, like, no one can tell me I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I carry myself way differently when I'm consistent.
Oh, same. Oh, same. Celebrate the little things in your smaller goals, like maybe getting a PR,
I wonder who PR'd the other day.
Yeah, I wonder. She said if your goal is to lose 20 pounds, make it in smaller chunks. Like, do 3 pounds, 5 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
It's easier to celebrate, and, like, it doesn't feel as daunting to, like, be like, I need to lose this big chunk of weight. And if that's not your goal, that's not your goal. This is just for some people.
Or if you're trying to put PRs.
Yeah, if you're trying to put on weight, you know, make it smaller goals at first so that the big one doesn't feel as impossible in a sense. Giving yourself grace. Like, if you have a Snackident. You know? It's fine.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking go run 3 miles because you messed up your diet. Mm-hmm. No. That is pretty...
Let's not punish ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna mess up. You're human. And it's not even messing up. It's a...
Being human.
It's just a little, yes, exactly. It's just a little stump in the road. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. I will absolutely indulge in some chips and dip. Oh, at yeah. least once a week.
If they're in front like, of me,
are
I'm
you kidding
them.
Me? Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. Yeah, give yourself grace. Yeah, and you're not gonna know everything right away. You're gonna learn so much mm-hmm. during the process. So maybe you're like, the only way to grow my ass is hip thrust. That's not true.
Not true at all.
Not true. I see all these girls and guys. I'm not trying to, mm-hmm. you know, doing hip thrusts and stuff to grow their ass. I hardly do hip thrusts. Maybe you can tell, but to me, I'm like, my ass is getting bigger and I hardly ever do a hip thrust. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't even remember the last time it was with you.
Yeah. It was a while ago.
That's
then.
A while ago.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like you're going to just learn little things like this
like
along the way.
Like, hip thrusts are great, but so are so many other exercises that are yeah. going to hit that same muscle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can find yeah. alternative moves.
I genuinely don't like hip thrusts because of the setup. It just yeah. takes forever.
The setup is...
To me, it's just, like, a really... And, like, I would do that on leg day. On leg day, I also have squats, which mm-hmm. also takes a minute because you got to... allow yourself a little bit of a bigger rest time because yep. you're exerting so much energy into each set.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, for me, hip thrust, I just doesn't really, and I mean, I don't have like 2-3 hours to work out every night, you know, right. I still have all my other shit to do.
Yeah. I liked doing hip thrusts. Like, I thought they were enjoyable, but every time I did them, there was always a little part of me that was scared of getting injured. Like, I feel like there's a lot of different moves that you can do where I feel confident that I'm not going to injure myself.
Yeah.
And with hip thrusts, like, if I don't have the correct form, like, I will hurt myself.
My,
I don't want to.
The two lifts that really make me worried and that I, like, really need to just, while I'm lifting, just focus on every movement of
yes.
my body is deadlifts and squats. Because I am horrified. I tweaked my back a while ago with them, and I do not want to do that again because I was like, I couldn't do them for a while,
yeah.
and it was pretty sad because it's like, you're at yeah. this weight and you've been working towards it.
Deadlifts are scary.
Yeah, deadlifts are pretty scary.
They're fun if you can, like, you know, do what you're saying, like, think
yeah.
about every movement and
yeah.
you're confident in it.
Yeah,
but, like, when
it's
you're learning
mind muscle connectivity.
Yeah, like when I was learning it, I was very. I don't want to say, like...
You were also learning it on a Smith machine, which
yeah.
is ass.
Mm-hmm.
Ass.
But, like, when we were doing it with the bar, it helped a lot. But
mm-hmm.
even then, it's still very intimidating.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. She says, ask for help. If you're not sure of something, you need a little bit of help on form, diet, routine. Like, what lifts I should be doing. Ask for help. There's
mm-hmm.
so many people out there who are a little bit further in than you. There's
mm-hmm.
so many people out there that I ask for help from still.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, like, I'm some guru. Because, honestly, don't ask me for help because I am pretty clueless.
Okay,
ask my brother. Ask me to ask my brother for you.
But you do have, like, a lot of experience in lifting. Like, you have been doing it very consistently. And you have been asking your brother or researching it online.
Yeah.
So, like...
But it's really,
had the opportunity
yeah,
to learn.
It's, I've asked for help from, like, my own thing, so it's not going to really relate to a lot of other people, you know?
Mm-hmm. And everybody...
I know how to do it for me.
Yeah, and every body is different. Like,
every
if you're taller
different,
than
yeah.
us, you're going to lift different. Like,
mm-hmm.
the way that you squat is going to be different, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. The first 2 to 3 months are going to be really hard to stay motivated and
mm-hmm.
stay consistent because you are putting a little... you're thrown off your schedule a little bit. Your body isn't going to be as used to this. Your body's
mm-hmm.
going to be a little bit more tired, more fatigued during the day. And it's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to be uncomfortable, but
mm-hmm.
you gotta, if you stay consistent with that, that's gonna become like a pride thing. Like, to me, yeah. I'm like, okay, I had somebody, we were at a sandbar party the other weekend, mm-hmm. and some guy came up to me. Actually, he's not just some guy. Mm-hmm. I know him, but I'm not gonna say names. But he was mm-hmm. like, so what are you benching, like 135 now? And I'm like, it just like makes me so happy. Like,
stop.
I was like, no, but
almost.
No, but yes. No, I don't know. Like, it just like it just becomes like stuff like that makes it so worth it. Do you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, people are starting to tell. People are like, you know,
girl, at a family event, you were just sitting, you weren't flexing, and your arms just had like the shape. And I was like, okay, stop
flirting with me. We are not allowed to be with each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. It's just like, it does pay off. And like, when people like make comments and stuff, like, wow, you're like, you're looking stronger or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it just was like, okay, it's working, you know? And mm-hmm. it takes a while for you to see it in yourself. People are going to see it in you before you see it in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really uncomfortable, but it's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. It's so rewarding to prioritize
Doesn't
yourself.
Doesn't it take about 3 months to really form a habit?
Yeah, I think so. And not that long to break one.
Yeah.
So
it takes a day to break it.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. It's hard to start, but it's rewarding mm-hmm. once you're like in the
groove.
Yeah, in the groove of things,
in the journey, you know? Of it.
Yes, yeah. She says too, you can't rely solely on motivation to keep you going. Some days it literally won't be in the room with you, and you have to trust your discipline to get you going. Discipline is everything in the first few months. I kind of touched on that earlier. Like, that is true. Like, you're not always gonna feel motivated. I mean, fuck, I think this time around, like, I'm a year and a half in with being consistent. There are days where I'm like, I don't even look like I lift, which is fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's just one of those things. And it doesn't make me want to keep going.
But it's also just like your mind is playing tricks on you, because your body does look like you've been lifting. And like,
it's just
mental.
It's mental. And it's like, those are the days where I'm like, why do I even try, whatever, but I'm not gonna fall off now. Like, I have put a year and a half of consistency of like 5 days a week training into this. I am not falling off. Like, just, and you don't have to feel motivated to keep going to like want to fail. Do you know what I mean? Like, my fear of failure per se is not really a motivation to me. It's more of like, keeps me dedicated to it. Not often do I feel, especially leg day, let's be honest. I will never ever feel motivated to do a leg day ever. That is just pure dedication to get that shit done. Like, I've never felt motivated for a leg day.
This is just kind of like off topic, but a little on topic. Whenever I started working out, I remember going into it always excited for leg day. Leg day was my favorite. I hated upper body. Now it's like, I don't care about, like, leg day is like meh, mid. Upper body so much more fun.
I used to, when I first like started like back in high school, I was like a leg day girly for sure. Now, bane of my existence. Hate
just
leg day.
Just want to get it over with.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, I do my five lifts and I'm like, we're good, we're done.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think a big part, at least for me, it was like society told me that leg day should be my favorite.
Yeah.
And like every workout video, if you just look up like workouts for women or women working out, it's leg day every single time.
That's because that was so pushed out and still is in societal norms that women should have a big ass and like strong legs. Okay.
But
have you seen these demon back mommies? Like,
oh, backs are beautiful.
Come on, honestly. And not to say like, yeah, like, I'm not trying to objectify. You know, but it's like, we can also be Doritos if we want to be.
Like, what's her name? Her name's Sid.
Sid Gross. Yeah. Sid Cassidy.
Her back.
Girl.
Beautiful. It's a work of art.
Demon back.
Work of art.
My friend, who sent that whole, it's a book she sent. We love, we love. She goes, I hope you can find something to use in all of that.
Thank you. We just talked about it for 20 minutes.
I used all of that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for contributing. And I don't think I had any other, that scared me, any other, I guess we can just kind of say how to get out of a rut. You just need to start.
Yeah.
There's literally not really much else to it. It's going to suck at first. Absolutely.
And even, like, you don't have, like, what we were saying earlier, like, you don't have to make huge goals. It could be little things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, working out. Like, let's start 2 days a week. Let's start 3 days a week.
Or
let's
make it
even
realistic.
Just make, like, a dinner every day.
You just need to start, find a meal plan and stick to it. Switch up your split so it's fun. If it's not weightlifting anymore, okay, try running. Mm-hmm. Try yoga. Try Pilates. Try HIIT. Try something else. Or maybe it is still weightlifting, but you're incorporating a different sort of workout into your week to kind of spice it up a little bit.
What I kind of started doing like a week ago, which I should continue doing, is like doing a mini lift. Mm-hmm. Like not doing a full like 8 different workouts, 3 sets of everything. I started doing like 4 sets or 4 different workouts, 3 sets of everything, and then doing cardio after. Like, I just changed up my split a little bit, and I might try doing that. I don't know.
No, I think
it's
that's
just,
like,
change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Figure out what works for you.
Exactly. It's going to be a lot of trial and error, and that is another part of why starting sucks so much too, because you don't know what you like right away. You gotta experiment to find that, and I think that's really hard. I got really lucky with, like, just liking a generic thing. Like,
we love
a generic person. And I was just like, I always just did PPL because, this is the easiest split. I was on for a while 2 lower, 2 upper, and split my upper or my lower by likes.
I think there's a train coming.
Is there a train? Okay. It was a train tractor. We're good. It was really short. But
I've never seen a train tractor before. They're so cute.
They are cute. I see pickup trucks with, like, train, like, attachments.
Nuh-uh.
So that they drive on long. I've seen a lot of them the past 2 weeks because they brought all these logs to replace, or not logs, but, like, to replace the rotted out ones.
That's
on the
really
tracks.
Cool.
Yeah. They've been sitting there for, like, weeks. Like, they're not doing anything with it, but
that's really cool.
So fun. Do you have anything else you want to leave people with? Like,
any, like, parting thoughts?
Any parting thoughts?
I don't know. Like, I think a good thing is, like, just start. Set small goals for yourself. Mm-hmm. Give yourself some grace.
Absolutely. And, again, missing a lift, like, a scheduled lift, that's not a failure. Mm-hmm. That's just a little bump in the road. And do it the next day. Do
another
it in two
train.
Days.
Wait, it's another cute one. It's okay.
Look, it's a little train tractor again.
Can you guys hear it? It's really cute.
But yeah, I think that too, like, it's just very important to, like, find your niche. If you need to have a coach or a trainer at first, go for it. That might help you.
Yeah.
I know it's not in a lot of people's budget to do that, but if it's in yours.
Girl, if it was in my budget, I would get a trainer. I would have one for like 3 or 6 months just to like figure out what worked for me. Like, if I had the budget, I would.
Yeah.
So when I'm rich, I'm going to have a trainer.
As you should, queen.
I'll hire you.
I'm not a trainer.
I'll hire you anyways.
Okay. But yeah, I think, I don't know, I think this was a fun episode to talk about because I think we're getting the podcast back into the fitness realm and as it derailed a little bit, but
that's okay.
That's okay, yeah, and there's going to be episodes where it's not as fitness focused again too, but
I mean, there's some days where it feels like we've talked about everything, but like you can literally talk about doing literally leg day.
Yeah.
We could do a whole podcast about leg day.
And it was fun to kind of like get people's outside of
feedback.
Like, get people's feedback. I think I think it'd be fun to do more episodes like that where we ask you guys.
Yeah.
And so for everyone who contributed, thank you so much for your advice. And for everyone starting or getting out of a rut, you got this. Like,
you got this.
You just gotta start. Go start a YouTube workout right now. Right now.
Like, pause this. Wait, no, finish this. And then go work out.
Yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah, it's gonna suck at first, but you're really gonna, you're gonna thank yourself later for it. Absolutely you are.
You're gonna feel so different.
Yeah.
It feels so good just to, you know, strut your shit.
Yeah, honest.
Like, you feel so much more confident after, like, even a week of working out.
It's seriously such, like, yeah, you just gotta get through that mental block and just form that trust with yourself to, like, actually follow through on things. And, yeah, just get shit started. That's all I got.
Get her done.
Get her done. But yeah, I think so. We did the housekeeping at first, but I did forget to put the Snapchat when I was talking about the Snapchat.
What's your Snapchat?
It's KAYC-FTNS. You just have to go and say you want to be in the girls thing. I think I have a public profile, so I think you don't, like, I don't have to accept you. You can just follow me.
Oh, cool.
I think. But yeah, go ask to join. It's super duper fun in there. But yeah. With all that being said, I think that's all we have for you guys, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's all we have. If you have any questions, definitely, like, reach out to either of us.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, and we hope to talk to you, or hope you listen again next week. Yeah. All right. Bye.